Hey, everybody, welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show.
It's me. I'm Jaren.
Hi, Jaren.
Hey. Are we past the names?
No. Yeah, I'm Jason.
No, I'm Eli.
Okay.
Do you think you could do like an auctioneer?
If I had a script, I could probably
read
time
it pretty
it out.
Fast.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been to an auction?
Took the words truly out of my mouth. That's amazing. Yeah.
Have you been to an auction? Like with an auctioneer?
Hey, not like real life, no.
Yeah, no.
I have.
No? Oh.
Yeah, my uncle.
Was it like a proper like cattle or like
my
whatever?
My uncle has a ranch and hosts a bull sale every year. And so I went more than once and just see it. It's crazy.
That's amazing. Crazy.
And there's something that much better about it being a cowboy doing it, like doing the auctioneering.
I just remember I have been to one at the Star Valley County Fair.
Ooh,
oh, Wyoming. Wyoming.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, they do some wild stuff down there. We used to go down there for like Easter and stuff. And I remember one time, like we go out there. It was an Easter egg hunt in this like baseball field, and they had all the kids, and they let loose like a bunch of like animals, like bunnies and chickens and stuff. And it's like if you caught one, you got to keep it.
Oh my gosh!
And my dad was like, "You better not catch anything."
Don't
catch
it. So, how old are you?
I don't know. We did it 19. A few times.
I was gonna say, this is last year.
Just getting smoked by these children.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is
like, I could if I wanted to, but my dad just said no.
You're 29. This is Every Fan for Himself, a podcast about
you really
options.
Said fur.
I think
you said.
Can I try that again? Can we run that back? Hang on. Well, we're talking about animals and bunnies.
Right. FUR.
Yes.
This is the new podcast. It's part of the Every Fan Network. It's the exact same, but it's Every Fan for himself.
Jaren has a country boy accent. He doesn't realize it.
Can we unpack this? Jason has an accent. I'm not, it's not a joke. This isn't a bit.
Yeah, I know
it's
a soft D's.
Jason is from, you know, Jersey. Jason,
he thinks I'm from Hoboken.
No, Jason
or
is
like,
Jason
like downtown
is,
Boston.
No,
well, no, it's the way he says words that end in O. Like,
no, you're. I
no,
feel
listen,
like you're
listen, listen.
Go on
listen.
I threw you a bone with the soft D's. How he does? He like
do.
The.
No.
It's almost a TH sometimes.
But he says do instead of do. He's like,
what am
I gonna do?
Yeah, he does.
And like when he came over for this,
I feel like
recording.
Sometimes it's like an affect, like that he did on purpose enough,
and now it's
now
stuck.
It's just a part of me.
Yeah,
you could be right.
Well, like he called me when he got here, and he's like, "Hey, can you come get the door?" And it's like it's soft.
Yeah.
The door, and it was like it was a little too long. The door, like it's a door, not a door.
Kind of sideways out of his mouth sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I really think he's kind of got the right on the border of New York and Jersey accent. And
that's my blood, baby.
Do you feel like your wife knows?
Yeah, you could probably ask her about it.
She's pissed. She wanted just kind of
American
kid boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you're a...
I told her I was from Southie. Yeah. And then I lost my accent.
Yeah.
Jason's just doing one more thing to differentiate himself.
Yeah.
From Jaren and I, who sound too similar, apparently.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah, we address this every podcast.
Well, I'm not done.
Until we don't sound similar, or until the people know.
Yeah, yeah.
Until we stop getting comments. We need to double down.
We get hate mail.
Until the world acknowledges that you have an accent, I'm going to bring it up. Today, should we jump in?
Sure.
Usually we have a little more dilly dallying, but
yeah,
we can dilly dally some more.
I'm feeling.
What do you want to talk about?
Purposeful.
I'm just trying to force it.
No, I know. I just if something comes up in the next 9 seconds, let's.
Should we take a moment of reflection? Moment.
Do you think you could do like voice work at all?
What?
Like voice acting or anything
I
like
think
that?
So. I think just because I've.
This is an interesting
use
thing.
Use weird voices enough.
Because,
not just weird. I know it's not just that, but I do think I could.
Right. I think I feel confident in my ability to do accents better than the average person.
That you could do.
Like different regions in the world.
Yeah.
And definitely create, you know, weird sounds, low and high.
I definitely think it's like an unappreciated art a little bit. You know,
well, I think everyone thinks they could be a voice actor.
A little
and that's
bit.
What all the pros are like. Everyone thinks they can. And it's like, it's way harder than you think.
Right.
I'm sure
it
is. Yeah.
It's probably taxing.
to do the same line a million times. Yeah. And they're like, can you access that
voice? I do feel like the weirdest part, like I do feel like if I had people watching me, I'd get self-conscious.
For like sure. In a studio, like yeah. a guy's behind the glass.
Like, yeah, can we do it again? Just do more like,
yeah,
like,
we need a okay. little more sexual energy out of you on that line.
Right. No, that would never be the critique though for me.
They would, can you dial that back a little?
Yeah. Stop breathing so heavy.
This is a child's, this is a children's program. So can you make him a little less horny?
Oh, I remember something about, a voice guy. Yeah. So in high school, we had the substitute teacher. He was like, what is it? Like the arena commentator, like voice guy at the jazz arena, the Utah Jazz.
Hot Rod Hunley?
No. I think it was a different.
No, he's an announcer. He's talking about like the... I think the guy who does like the player intros.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Yeah. So he had done that for a long time, and he also did student teaching. And I remember he was our student teacher for like our weightlifting class in high school.
Okay.
And dude, he sucked. He was so mean. That's all I remember.
Did he think
about
he was
guy.
Like high and mighty really? About the voice acting or was separate?
He was just, I don't remember. Like everyone's just doing their thing, and he was just pissed off for no reason about us just existing.
Oh, man. I was ready for him to be cool.
Right? Like, right. And I remember like some kid, he was like a smaller kid too. He was about to do the jump rope and he, you know, the sub walks right behind him and the kid didn't see and starts doing the jump rope. So whips him in the head, sure. Right? He spins and like starts choking this kid out. I'm not kidding. He starts choking this kid out and then just throws him. And like, you know, some people like kind of like gotten between them. And then like everyone else was like not knowing what to do. Because the jazz announcer just choked a kid out in our gym class.
My gosh. Do you remember the kid?
I can't remember.
Shoot. Was he our grade?
Yeah. Like, so everyone in that class was our grade.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's...
We got to pull out the yearbook. See if we can spark a memory insane. For Jay.
That's wild.
That's nuts.
I didn't know this, but the song that played before the Bulls intro, the...
Yeah.
That's... a song by the Alan Parsons Project. That's not like a song they wrote for the Bulls. Like that's a song outside of the Bulls.
I remember hearing.
Do you guys know what the Alan Parsons Project is? Have you not heard of that? Okay. Do you know the Twitty Stevens Project?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
From Even Stevens. From Even it's Stevens. Their episode. Oh, yeah. It's a riff on that. Mm. The Alan Parsons Project. And I hadn't heard of that band until someone pointed out that song is an Alan Parsons Project song. Huh. And then it went right back to Even Stevens for me.
Yeah.
Which is, I personally think, one of the greatest Disney live action shows.
Yeah, it was killer.
Maybe first.
It was killer.
I don't want it. That's a whole bag.
Bring back Beans. What's he up to?
Oh, he's just being bald.
Let's get him contending? In Saltburn too, baby.
What's contending for you?
Sweet Life, Raven.
Really? Sweet Life?
Yeah, I love Sweet Life.
I mean,
I liked it.
It wasn't, not on deck.
It wasn't funny necessarily,
but it was
fun.
It was great. It was like they were our age.
Yeah. Okay.
Lizzie McGuire, That's So Raven, Hannah Montana.
I feel like Even Stevens and That's So Raven kind of occupy
the top
S tier for me.
Cause that's fair. Hannah Montana was like my sister's age. Like stuff. Like that's kind of
decent. I watched it. It just wasn't,
it didn't connect with me in the same way.
I was going to say like it just.
Do you guys remember Life with Derek?
Of course.
Yeah, really uncomfortable.
Of course. Yeah, because the sexual tension way too mature. Was off the charts. Uh-huh. And they were dating in real life, the brother and sister.
Oh, that kind of explains it. Stepbrother and sister.
Thank you. but yeah, man, those Canadians, hey?
Yeah. No, the Canadians used to do it back then.
What?
Because they did...
Degrassi?
Well, like...
That's not Disney.
With their television.
We're talking Canada.
They used to rip back in the day. They did all of like the Goosebumps episodes. All really? Of those are Canadians.
Wow. Rules. Oh, I bet you they did
a lot of Canadian comics.
Stories to what is that? What is the TV
Scary
show?
Scary Stories to Tell in Dark.
No, that's the book.
Are
You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh yeah.
That's Canadian for sure.
I don't know if they did that one, but
I would not be shocked.
I wouldn't be surprised because like just Nickelodeon
look it up.
Used to outsource a lot to Canada. Like if it wasn't filmed in Utah, it was probably filmed in Canada.
Is one of the two.
Yeah.
I remember do you guys remember the DCOM Wish with Twitty from
Even called You Wish?
Well, maybe. Yes, it is called You-ish. Thank you.
Yes, I do remember.
They filmed it.
It's a Wonderful Life, basically.
Yeah. They filmed it in New Zealand because they had a grant and they never did anything like that again because it would cost a ton of money. But they had this weird grant And so the whole thing was filmed in New Zealand.
How fun for them.
Yeah. Well, and if you watch the movie, it's like unique settings or whatever that you just wouldn't see in a decom. You're like, whoa, look at all these cool wharfs and these green pastures. Yeah. And it's because I think it's set in like Seattle or San Francisco or something. But I'm like, at that point, just set it in New Zealand. That's right. That rules.
Make Twitty talk with an accent.
Yeah. I would truly, truly love that.
I just want to point out that
Canada.
Rock and roll, oh, baby.
Good call. Yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
I want to point out that a few times recently, Jaren has...
Don't be mean to me. I've had
I just want justice. Week. No. I just want justice.
Okay.
Jaren has tried to say that I am perpetually sick. He's like, I feel like you're always like coughing or something. Listen to our last... Four episodes.
Well, I've had a lingering
cough. And Jaren always... he keeps turning away to do these little coughs. And I just... I just wish.
I don't notice things. You were just in general.
You said so. Turn away from the mic. You know the chocolate rain where it's like, oh, yeah, yeah. I turn away from the mic.
So you don't hear me breathe.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah. All right. That's a good amount of dilly dallying.
That was good.
Now, I feel good about the amount of dilly we just dallied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's dive into it.
Sure.
Today's episode is about video games. And we are going to pick video games that haven't had film or TV adaptations. And we are not only going to say which video games we think should get adaptations, but we're going to pick a director, a showrunner, and what kind of create a little vision for what these games could be, especially with the huge success of The Last of Us. There's been a big push for video games, obviously, with Mario, the success of the Mario movie.
Prince of Persia.
Assassin's Creed. No, but of actually good ones. I mean, the new Fallout series seems great.
Good.
Well, it's just...
Seems better than it should. I think I mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. It's just shocking the amount of like resources they're willing to put behind these shows, right? Like top tier actors and... directors and writers.
Yeah, and as long as Paul W.S. Anderson isn't behind we've got a chance. You know what I mean?
Dude. That's a deep cut. If you know who Paul W.S. Anderson is, he is, I think, considered the worst film director of all time, full stop.
If Paul's listening to this, I want to sincerely apologize, and I appreciate you listening.
He did all the Resident Evil films, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and he did a lot of other video game movies. Like, he just... Right. Usually, if it's a bad video game movie, it was probably him.
Right, it is. But we're going to talk about what may be in the landscape of a resurgence of potentially really good video game adaptations. So let's dive into it. Jason, send us somewhere fun. Where are we going first?
Yeah, so I do want to address something right now. This, we can call it an honorable mention because it was technically announced that there would be a BioShock movie.
Oh, okay.
And that the Hunger Games guy, Francis Lawrence, was going to do it, I think.
Oh, sick.
I don't know if there's any update on that or if like they're still planning on it, but I remember them saying that. Okay. Like, this was a while ago.
I like that pairing, though.
I think, honestly, I think that's really fun, kind of dystopian, whatever. Mm-hmm. BioShock would be like the coolest movie.
So cool.
So I do want to get that out of the way first, but that's not part of my list because it had been previously announced.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm going to go with one of my favorite video games of all time, Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And I know that there were rumblings back in the day that maybe Oscar Isaac would be up for the job. I don't think that was ever confirmed or anything.
Because Jordan... what's his face? The guy who directed Kong Skull Island.
Yeah.
He was...
Great movie, Kong Skull Island.
Amazing. He was given the film, and he said that he was in development. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's still in development with it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that with Metal Gear Solid, you know, it's like... It's tactical espionage action. That's, you know, what it says on the title.
Right.
But it's not like... I don't think it should be super fast-paced John Wick kind of action. Mm-hmm. Or even like James Bond. It needs to be a lot of sneaking around, thriller kind of intense moments of espionage. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so I think that it deserves somebody like a David Fincher.
Mm.
Or
interesting.
Here's a Lee Whannell. So he did Upgrade and The Invisible Man.
Lee Whannell is so good.
So freaking good. Like,
that's a great, great pairing.
I think I think you can look at Upgrade for like the action element and like getting the most out of, you know, these action sequences.
The combat
Upgrade is
sequences.
Such a cool movie that flew under the radar in 2018.
I just watched it.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I love Upgrade.
Yes.
And The Invisible Man from 2020 is suspenseful and thrillery enough that I think he can add those elements like the sneaking. And I think that he'd be a
really
good
call.
So
Invisible Man is one of the most slept on horror films. It was so cool
stinking good
that they made it so sci-fi, which I think really like pays homage to it being this like science fiction book from H.G. Wells.
And everyone I know that's seen it raves about it.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so amazing. So Lee Wan-L, for Metal Gear Solid, that's a great, great choice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm pumped on that one.
Yeah, because I also think that there are some, I don't want to use absurd elements, but there are some like really like
crazy
elements to Metal Gear, right?
You've got people like with psychic abilities. Correct. And like robots with tentacle arms and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like there are a little bit of like fantastical sci-fi elements, and so you do need to
a little bit of
those.
Camp.
Yeah.
And I think you can still do that.
And Upgrade definitely is like a little bit of like totally. Sci-fi-ish, you know?
Well, and I think it doesn't take itself too seriously, which is why I think he can do it.
Well, but like you need to, you know, have a degree of seriousness. So like to bring the audience in and for people to accept it. But yeah.
I agree. Mm-hmm. That's great, Jay. Eli, where are we going next?
So my first, I was actually thinking this could be a fun reality TV show based on...
Eli, if you're just going to take the piss, get out of here.
A reality show, huh?
Sorry. So, I'm just collecting my thoughts.
I hope it's not actually funny. No.
So, can
I
tell you? It's a reality show, and it's based on Madden. So I just think it's so cool, the concept of, right, it's a sport, it's a game.
I wish football was real.
Bring teams to major cities, right? Have them compete. Have them like design a season around it, just like in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Get sponsors.
Uh-huh. I'm following. Yeah, yeah. So like,
have them work towards like a tournament at the end of the year, right? Just call it the Super Bowl, just like they do in the game.
Yep.
I don't know. I just think
I see that being
the games have such success. It's hard to imagine that they wouldn't be successful in real life, especially if we made it real. Like, don't make it a movie or a TV series. Like, make it real.
Yeah, weekly almost.
Yeah, every Sunday. Yeah. I mean,
like when people have the day
off.
You
need a lot to fund it, right? If you're funding an entire league, like we need multiple TV stations.
I wish Patrick Mahomes funding was real. This. That would be so cool.
Can you imagine, dude?
Honestly,
I wish John Madden himself was real.
I mean, and it's a brilliant idea from like a marketing standpoint, because imagine you're an advertiser. Yeah, there's so much dead time in between like timeouts and whatnot. You can slip your commercial in there.
Just money waiting to be made.
That reminds me of the tweet where it's like a guy took a picture of a chessboard and he's like, no way, they made the game from Queen's Gambit.
or they made the thing from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater a real thing.
No way. Good, Eli. I'm going to just skip right over.
I was
life size tech decks.
I was really trying to, I was stealing myself.
Yeah, you messed
and
up.
I did mess up right there.
You got stuck.
Yeah, it's all right.
Can you give me a real answer?
Sure, yeah.
I was happy to accept
that. No, I'm happy to move on because I don't respect you.
I'll take it.
I mean, I have a few more. So I think I have the most of
go
us, so I'll
it.
Just go.
Give us a real one.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool to do a single or series movie based on Gauntlet.
Oh, the fantasy
world. Mm-hmm. Just kind of capitalize, dig in on the fantasy
D&D kind of.
Yeah.
Who's directing? D&D, what's the angle?
So I think Guillermo del Toro doing Gauntlet. We know he can do action, and we know he can do freaky monsters, and Gauntlet has such cool baddies and such cool areas.
Right.
That. It'd be so fun to, and I'm talking like specifically Gauntlet Legends and Dark Legacy. I'm not talking the old arcade game, and I don't think they've had anything new since, but yeah, just fun, a fun format. It would be a little darker and more action focused than like the Dungeons and Dragons, which is like a funny, you know,
comedy
heist movie.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. But yeah, I just think it'd be fun to kind of dig into that world, get some more fantasy out there, and it's super like flavorfully very different from the other fantasy stuff we have.
Right. It definitely wouldn't be like, I think with a lot of newer fantasy games, obviously Witcher's been adapted, but like Skyrim or whatever, it's very clear where to go with that. Whereas Gauntlet feels like there's a lot more room for creativity.
Totally.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. The first one I want to call out is I think it would be amazing to make Portal into a TV series. And you could make it really suspenseful. And I think the perfect person to helm that would be Dan Erickson from Severance. Because he's like the workplace, you know, drama, sci-fi. It's got the weird, quirky angle, but it's kind of secretly dark and a little twisty.
Yeah.
Just because the concept of Portal is you're stuck in this laboratory and this really sarcastic, demented robot is like kind of slowly guiding you with all these unique puzzles. And I just think it lends itself really well to that world. I think the cool thing about that too is that Portal is really like story driven and dialogue driven, but it's not super cinematic. So I think it would be really cool to take it to that place without it feeling cheap or like one-to-one. Like you could do a lot there. And really obviously with those puzzles make it really suspenseful, like down to the wire type of stuff. But yeah, I think, I mean, you could do both games, but I don't know. I think that one feels really, like I can, like it's easy to picture that one in my head immediately.
Yeah, that's fun.
All right, and then I'll just kind of let's snake back around. Okay. I want to hit this one. I think it would be really cool to do a Tony Hawk or Skate series directed by Christopher Storer, who did The Bear. And I just started watching The Bear, but like the style of, I don't know, it's really it's really infused with like good music and really like fast camera work and unique characters. I think that's it would be a challenge to like pull a story out of that, because I don't feel like there are really any good skateboarding like movies or series. Like
Brink,
but that's not skateboarding.
Yeah, what did I mean to say? Grind. Have you seen Grind?
No.
Grind rips, dog. It's a skateboarding show.
Sure.
Or movie.
I saw mid '90s, but that was skating was kind of just in the background.
Yeah.
It's more of the culture than the focus. I mean, look, you've got an extremely goofy movie, which kind of sets a standard.
Yeah.
How do I feel like Max Keeble skates?
He does, but again, it's not a skate movie.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Lords of Dogtown is the only real...
Lords of Dogtown, but that's sort of like a...
No, but I mean, it's a skate movie for sure.
Kind of a thing.
It is.
But yeah. But like Grind is literally the only one I can think of.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we're missing something.
Maybe we are, but you'll have to look something up. But I just think that there's room for that. I mean, if we have all these, like, we have so many sports movies, we have... Obviously so many sports movies that are really grounded with great cinematography and drama and acting. And I just think the guy who's responsible for The Bear could do something really unique and like, funny and compelling with getting like really good skateboarders in the film and make like a really, cause I think that's what's cool about The Bear is that it's like the characters are really scrappy and it's really stressful and it's down to the wire and people have to figure things out. In a last minute kind of stressful, I don't have money, don't have resources type of way. And I feel like that would lend itself to someone who's struggling to like break through into the world of skateboarding.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. And I think for a skateboarding movie, like filming style would be the most important thing. And like, you'd have to know how to capture, the way that skateboarding films are
completely
or like skateboarding is captured on film. If you were to watch like a skateboarding
if you watch
montage or something like that, if you like watch pro footage or something,
right? Or even you watch like some of the old ones, like you watch Right or This Is Skateboarding from America, like some of the legit old 2000 skate movies. There's some really cool and unique cinematography that I think you could dive into there, but I just feel like that would be a unique place that no one would, I don't know,
right,
think to go. But it's like feels such like an untapped place.
Yeah.
Jay.
Yeah. So my next one, I went so boring with my first two,
okay.
Because I just chose like my favorite video games, Bloodborne, because
took one of mine.
I know. So Bloodborne,
it's going to
be Guillermo del Toro.
Oh no.
Or
oh, good.
Actually I have two, but Guillermo del Toro first off.
Okay.
Cause like he would just absolutely kill. It's all atmosphere is what this,
is.
It's all atmosphere. And so he's proven his chops with all of his work on atmosphere. Yeah. So whether it's like Crimson Peak or
Pan's Labyrinth,
whatever, you know, You needed that like eerie, creepy, gothic vibe.
Absolutely.
But also you need cool monsters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he could do that really well.
Yeah.
But my second director that I had kind of picked was strangely enough, it's George Miller.
From Mad Max.
So I thought about like, in a lot of these video games, you're playing as a character that is talked to but doesn't talk back.
Yeah.
And so I thought, who's a director that could do
who
that?
Knows how to
and
pull.
It's George Miller.
That's great.
Fun.
Yeah.
I think he would actually do that because his characters are so like vivid off the page and really over the top.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's all the like Soulsborne characters and bosses and villains is they're over the top and loud and dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We need someone to show us what like the daily life of a Londoner is. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. So I love that. And Bloodborne is on my list. And I'll just kind of throw my hat in of who I think who should be the director. I picked Robert Eggers for Bloodborne.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
I know that
yeah.
he's a little more like brooding and slow and dramatic.
But I think he'd add the atmosphere.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I feel like atmosphere and tone would be...
Just the biggest, I think, question would be
action.
Mm-hmm.
It would be interesting to challenge him that because
the action in The Northman was good. He did really good, like that final fight scene.
I'm just thinking
stuff.
Like monster stuff.
Yeah, it's hard to translate that when you're fighting like a 30-foot tall winged demon bird thing.
And he's also so like hyper, like super historical in like all of his movies. And so it'd be interesting to see if he like would intermix like a little bit of that or if maybe it's not the right because it has to be more historical for him to want to do it. You know what I mean?
Right. I think that's a good choice. I just threw him in there because I'm like, I think... He is such, like you said, he's such like a diligent student of whatever lore or history that I think he'd just take it to such an intensely like rich, deep level.
Yeah. Bloodborne has like a lot to explore, a lot of lore in there. So
much.
He could capture that.
But yeah, good choice. Eli.
This next one, it's a little funny, but it's also kind of interesting to me. It started funny and then it became something more fun.
Okay.
It's a farming simulator.
Love it. Already show. Brilliant.
So literally just a farming TV show.
Yes. Yeah. Perfect.
But the showrunner, creator, writer would be, I mean, it's so funny. Her name is Debbie Horsfield.
What does she do?
That was not part of it. I found her on her merit and then learned her last name. Yeah. But she did Poldark.
Oh, sweet.
And I'm like, if you can make mining in Cornwall, like, dramatic and sexy.
Compelling,
and
super
compelling for 5 seasons. Like, just do the same thing on a farm in America.
Yeah. And would you want it to be like a period piece or would you want it to be modern?
I would want it to be modern.
Okay.
Like, just the struggles of a modern
farmer
trying to make it work.
What's her name again?
Debbie Horsfield.
Debbie Horsfield. She did Poldark.
Uh-huh.
Because, okay, cool.
Yeah.
They couldn't capture...
Barn pasture.
Basically, it'd just be Yellowstone without the violence.
So that's that's what I was gonna say. I was like, you have Yellowstone, but Yellowstone feels
Yellowstone split between a few different things.
Yes,
just
yes.
Take all of the cowboy and scenes from Yellowstone and stretch it into one show.
Oh, it would be therapy.
Yeah, and get some equivalent. To lead of Aiden Turner and Eleanor Tomlinson and you're set.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun. I love that.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go to my next one. I think, excuse me. I think that it would be, I would love to see them adapt Metroid.
Mm.
Here's the difficulty with Metroid is it's owned by Nintendo and I feel like to really push it, it's got to be straight horror and it's got to be really intense and like action packed. I don't want to say hyper violent, but like it's got to have some of that.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, maybe I'm hoping that Nintendo would just be like, we don't have to necessarily put our name in the intro before the show, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think giving that to Alex Garland, who did Ex Machina and Annihilation and Men. And Devs, the TV show. I don't know. I just feel like with Metroid, like there's so much, it's so twisty and turny of like, you're trying to save the Metroid at one point, but they're bad. And I don't know, like there's, and obviously like the complexity behind Samus and her like never revealing herself and then later revealing herself. And I think he would just have a ball with that. And it's really, really weird, unique, storytelling in space. With, you can do really cool things with the suit, and I just think Alex Garland would take it to the weird, twisty levels that it deserves to be taken to. And
that's fun.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Eli, let's pop back to you.
Yeah. So I would say a Dishonored movie.
Oh yeah,
would be cool.
Nice.
Yeah. And I had Guy Ritchie directing.
Sick.
Of course.
Because he's
action.
His combat.
Who else like would do it?
His close quarters combat.
So stylish.
Filming and stuff. Yeah, and it's stylish, and I love that it's like super stylized. And mm-hmm. so you know, Dishonored, you've got an assassin who's got kind of magical upgraded tech.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the game is just your ability to complete missions in a really creative way and to do it in a lot of different ways. But it's set in like a city inspired by old 18th century London and Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. And,
sweet.
So yeah, the so atmosphere have that is
British-y,
cool.
Cockney,
yeah.
Guy Ritchiness.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so he's giving us the action we want. Cool assassination stuff, really cool hand to hand sneaking, killing stuff.
Love that.
So yeah,
that's a solid, easy pick.
Yeah,
that's great.
Also, I found out that the game Dishonored, the original game, has like so many real actors in it.
Really?
Yeah, like Carrie Fisher voices.
Oh, what the heck?
Like some announcement system. Susan Sarandon is some crazy old lady in it. Chloe Grace Moretz is a young character in it. And I'm missing like bigger names. I'll find them.
That's a pretty big names.
Trust me.
That alone is pretty wild. Yeah. It's like finding out in Baldur's Gate that you had so many other actors.
Yeah, I didn't find out until I had already beaten the game. That J.K. Simmons, Jason Isaacs. Who else? There were a couple others that are like...
Okay, not much bigger, but still
hitters.
Big. Like,
heavy hitters.
Brad Dourif.
Oh.
Wormtongue.
Yeah.
John Slattery.
Oh, cool. For Mad Men.
Lena Headey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah.
I love when games do that. I more so love when actors, their agent sends them something and they're like, hey, this is for this whatever thing. And they're like, yeah.
And they go for it. Yeah.
I
love that.
I missed this. So I knew there was Dishonored and Dishonored 2.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Deathloop takes place in the Dishonored universe.
Does it really?
What the heck?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's sick. So it's made by Arcane Lion, the company? The production company.
Yeah, Arcane Studios. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
And published by Bethesda.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Huh. I had no idea it was the same universe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. All right, Jason.
All right. So for this one, this may make me sound lame. And maybe...
Are you going to say what I think
maybe this one's like a little bit of a technicality, because it technically... So it's Overwatch, right?
Oh.
But it technically has like comic and like some like short clips of like characters like animated or whatnot.
Yeah.
But I think that they could do a full-length movie.
Absolutely.
Or like a TV series.
Would you want it live action or animated?
I would want it animated, and I would want the guys who did the Demon Slayer movies like to do it.
Cool.
Like Mugen Train and stuff like that. Dope. Like, I want that animation.
Yeah.
You'd want to make it like straight up anime.
I want to see how they animate Tracer, but I want it to be like
Widowmaker.
I want it to be like quality animation.
Yeah.
And I think that was like the biggest part, and like, I don't know.
Totally.
And it's just like such a rich universe with so much lore and like background.
Yeah,
I think
so
that,
much lore.
Like there's a lot to work with, you know? Yeah.
It's crazy if you ever go back and look at some of like the cinematic clips, whatever that they have, or read backstories about where all these characters came from, or how they got started, or how they're connected.
Some skins have a story baked in. It's like, this is like...
During this time in
their
life.
When they were in...
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody's got to do it.
That's
and I would watch it.
That's dope.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
All right. I think for like my last big one, I have two ones I just want to kind of throw out there at the end. But for the last one that I think genuinely would be awesome is Undertale.
Mm.
Undertale is like one of the most popular indie games ever. It's like a really simple side scroller type of thing, but it's just so, so funny, and it's incredibly unique and clever. The guy who created Undertale, he did all the music, he did everything. He basically did the entire thing by himself, Toby Fox. He's amazing. He's truly one of like the most creative dudes ever.
Yeah.
And Undertale is, it's like at times laugh out loud funny, and it just never takes itself serious. But it breaks its own rules. Like the last final boss, like is a different like on a different graphical dimension than the rest of the video game. And it's cool. It plays with stuff in a unique way. But it being really funny and weird and stylish and with a lot of, I don't know, goofy characters, I think Edgar Wright would do a really, really good job with Undertale. Keep it animated. Kind of in the same way that, you know, you could do it like in almost the Scott Pilgrim style.
Yeah.
But let Edgar Wright like pick, you know, a great cast and stylize a lot of the combat, and I don't know, a lot of the line delivery just feels similar to how he goes about comedy.
Mm.
And so I think Undertale with Edgar Wright would be
how fun.
Really, really cool.
Yeah, that's
really
right.
Funny. Because he does action really well too. I mean, if you watch Hot Fuzz or you watch The World's End or Shaun of the Dead.
Baby Driver.
Yeah. He approaches like action and combat in a really clever way.
Yeah.
I think he would do amazing.
I think that's obviously getting Edgar Wright in the mix is a good idea.
Yeah. All right, Jay.
Oh, you know what? I came prepared with three. So
okay, that's okay.
I kind of said that. Maybe I can whip one
shocked.
Up off
I'm
the
top
shocked
of my that
head.
You haven't had, I mean, I know, I guess Castlevania has an
yeah.
anime.
Yeah, and I'm pretty satisfied with the show, so I didn't really want to say anything.
Okay.
And I think just in general, like adapting video game movies is really hard to do.
Obviously.
And it's like, it's hard to be satisfied with those, like even, you know, no matter how good they look, you know, because it's never going to be the game. It's never going to look as good as the game looked or tell the narrative in the same way. And so it's just hard in general.
Yeah.
And especially because video games are already so narrative driven and they already have such great stories that, you know, I don't know.
That's a good point. Eli, should we round off this and kind of go rapid fire?
Yeah, we'll trade off.
Hit me with one.
So I have, an anime for Harvest Moon / Story of Seasons.
Yeah. Love it.
So similar to the farming simulator, but it's about more than just farming. Sure. Just like my farming simulator one would be.
I think you want to just make a Hallmark movie.
Yeah. Well, no,
I think he wants to make
Hey, Poldark is good.
Poldark's okay. Amazing.
But this would be an anime and I would have it be kind of run by and written by and directed by Takuya Igarashi.
Mm.
So
who's
they
that?
They
oh yeah.
So let me get into it. So they have directed multiple episodes of Ouran High School Host Club, Sailor Moon, Soul Eater, Bungo Stray Dogs, okay. But the main kind of feather in their cap is that they directed Attack of Mechavulcan, which is the second Zatch Bell movie.
This is we just lost 70% of our audience with that string of words. You
lost
just went
me, man. I'm hanging up my coat.
Oh my gosh. You had me at Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
And then you just dissolved.
Yeah, no, okay. Gosh. Yeah, I'll...
And if we can get back to Zatch Bell.
Harvest Moon.
Anime Harvest Moon, that's great.
Honestly, I started with...
Honestly, let's get
the idea of Zatch Bell.
Yeah, you did what creatives should not do. You had a locked idea and you said, I'm not moving.
I said,
this
how do I work backwards into get, this?
Exactly.
Uh huh.
Yeah, you idiot. Love it though. All right, I said the video game Control, which is already very like X-Files, Stranger Things. I think just give it to the Duffer Brothers who did Stranger Things. Mm. I think they could. Go to the, I mean, that's like the easy low hanging fruit choice. But Control is really, really cool. In that it does a lot of different things. It's like, yeah, you're dealing with these like extra dimensional beings or whatever, but it's also an exploration of her past. And I think obviously they could do great things with that IP.
Okay.
Control's an awesome, awesome video game. Highly recommend.
Cool.
Eli.
Okay, my last one is a real one. But it is still a reality show.
Stop. Yeah.
But it's a competition show.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Cooking Mama.
No, is it Overcooked?
So no. It's a Mario Party TV show. Oh. So you have the contestants on, on, right? Part board game, part Wipeout, part Minute to Win It, part Survivor.
Is it just people who want to play or is it like celebrities?
Yeah, it could be either.
Okay.
Do you remember the TV show? You
have them kind of competing for it. I mean, a lot of like game shows kind of follow a similar format anyway.
Yeah.
But I just think MXC, it'd be so fun to have it be like just the game in real life. So you're moving along, right? After everyone's turns, everyone has to do a mini game. Uh-huh. And those mini games are a combination of skill or ability or balance or detecting
luck
something
or whatever.
Like, any combination of things that a person has to do. And you still have to work to like get coins and get stars. And there are like little underhanded things you can do and items you can get, you know, all sorts of different things and interactions. I think it'd be so fun to just make the thing real.
I think that would be very fun. And I like that idea.
Like get the set design of the people who did the Universal Studio and just like, make it so visually similar to the game. I think it'd be way fun. And so I don't have a creator for it or a showrunner for it, but I have a host. I think it'd be so fun if he's charming and real enough in person to have Charles Martinet host it.
Oh,
the voice of Mario. If not, my backup is Jack Black in the Bowser costume he wore on the Kelly Clarkson.
That's literally Elijah. As you're speaking, I was saying, is it Kelly Clarkson Bowser? Him where he's like, I feel stupid. It's like, what? You look great.
Yeah. It would be.
Okay.
The whole time you're speaking, I'm like, is he going to say Jack Black? Because I'm thinking he's going to say Jack Black.
I could see him doing
so
that.
Yeah, he'd be so good.
Do you guys remember the TV show Legends of the Forbidden Temple on Nickelodeon? On Gas?
Gas. Yeah, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Do you know who's the voice of the temple was D. Bradley Baker?
Wait, really?
Yes.
That's so funny. I just remember like kids like running across like rickety bridges and then people in like costumes would push them off. Like kind of dangerous, bro.
Children. yeeting them off like 20-foot structures onto stairs into like tar? I don't know.
It rocked.
Did you guys ever see the, I forget what channel it was on, but the TV show Endurance?
No.
It was like Teenage Survivor.
Oh, interesting.
It sucked me in for a bit.
Wait.
They had like colored t-shirts and it was teams.
Yeah, like red versus blue versus yellow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
What channel was it on?
I'm trying to remember. Nick. It might have been
Nick. I think it was like they only did it like once a year kind of a thing. I can't remember, but maybe I'm wrong.
The closest thing I'm remembering is Disney had a version called Bug Juice. And it was like you go to camp. Juice. And
I feel like it had to have been on Gas.
Discovery Kids.
Dude, I never watched that.
Dude, it was like weird. I've never watched Survivor even, but I was kind of hooked on Endurance. And it was like teams of two, a guy and a girl. I don't know. It's hard to describe, but it was sweet.
Dude.
Anyway, Mario Party.
I love that. Mario Party. Solid. All right. Last one I'll kind of send us off on. If you look at lists of video games that should get adaptations, I think this one will show up pretty high on the list. And I feel like it deserves mentioning is Red Dead Redemption.
I chose not to.
I know. A very specific reason.
Yeah. I know. Because it is. It's almost a sin to touch it.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's so cinematically perfect. That. Why?
It would just end up being. It's just a Western.
Which is okay.
Like pick any Western, pick Outlaw Josie Wales with Clint Eastwood in it. That's just Red Dead Redemption. And so it's kind of.
It's true.
Yeah.
I just.
And the only thing that would make it distinct is the exact characters.
Yeah.
And they already nailed it.
It's just
the game.
They did. Yeah. I know. I just feel like I throw it out there because it always shows up on the list.
It's a great story, though, and it would be fun to see live action, you know, and be fun for people who haven't played the game to get the story.
Yeah.
I'm always down for another Western.
Yeah. So. And here's the thing. It would have to be like a big, big project, like similar to how Amazon like went hard on Lord of the Rings. They'd have to give that, I feel like, that kind of scope and attention to it.
Mm.
I picked Scott Cooper to run that. Scott Cooper did the movie Hostiles with Christian Bale and Rosamund Pike. He did Crazy Heart. He did Antlers. He's done a lot Out of the Furnace. He's done a lot of cool, like Americana, neo-Western stuff. But you're right. You pick any Western and that's what it is. So I guess in me saying that,
unless you do the zombies too.
Ooh,
Undead Redemption,
Undead
Nightmare, yeah.
But okay, that'd be cool. But those,
I think that's kind of untouched territory right there.
Western, yeah.
Western
horror?
Zombies.
Yeah,
I started playing this
you
game
see
called
Cowboys and Aliens,
Evil West.
Of course,
it's kind of fun.
Oh yeah,
it's like oh, yeah, yeah, like cowboys with like vampire kind of creatures.
Cool.
I have seen Cowboys and Aliens, but
I saw Cowboys versus Aliens like
I saw it in the theater
three so times probably
2010. I enjoyed
oh
it.
Oh my gosh!
Unfortunately,
really, you saw it three times.
Well,
see,
I mean, like
you knew it was bad. Though,
admittedly, not because I wanted to, more like because like different people wanted to go see it, and so I would go with them.
Well, and also,
you know what I mean?
Daniel Craig. I'm like, I'm locked in on him
and Livy Wilde.
Oh,
back
yes.
then,
yeah.
2014,
and John
the truth
Favreau came out.
This was right on the heels of Iron Man. And so I was like, this guy can't
It had the right formula.
Yeah.
It did have the right formula.
I love Daniel Craig.
I remember love distinctly.
I did see it with you once.
Yep.
You were one of the people I saw mm-hmm. it with.
I distinctly remember a chest-mounted camera after he comes out from being like probed. And that was the first time I was like, whoa, a chest-mounted camera. And he's like pointed at Daniel Craig and he's like disgruntled, like walking out of a cave. Mm.
It was then that I was like, oh, maybe he should just be Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you see Logan Lucky and you realize that's okay. Yeah.
There was like a
he
weird...
He has to be full caricature, though. Mm-hmm.
There was
he
a weird period
yeah,
when...
Exactly. Perfect. Caricature.
Yep.
He was coming off of James Bond and like trying to do other things.
He did Dreamhouse and it was the worst film ever.
Yeah, it was...
But that's where he met his wife.
Because he did mm-hmm. he did Dreamhouse and he did Cowboys versus Aliens like within like mm-hmm. span of like a year or two.
Yeah.
And both not killer, right?
No,
right. You know?
Dreamhouse is so. Horrific.
Oh, him hosting SNL, not good.
Yep.
I can't even remember. The only thing that's coming to mind is something that I can't say on air, but I'll tell you guys after.
Okay, sick.
It's him. In
wait, does he introduce?
Like, have you seen like
the SNL one?
Yeah.
On doesn't SNL, he introduce like, the Weeknd? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Weeknd.
No, that's
no.
Isn't that him?
And yeah. he says it like,
oh, the clip.
Yeah,
that everyone
yeah,
uses.
Yeah, they get circled the, every, once a week.
The exasperated the weekend.
Yeah.
All right, good call. Sorry, Jay.
Yeah,
I doubted you.
That was maybe more than he's maybe hosted more than once.
Yeah,
for sure.
That would have been newer.
Yeah.
Well, that was it. I think I honestly
watch most of these.
I know. Yeah. I truly don't think we're far off in the sense that some of these are probably going to be adapted within the next 5 years.
Yeah. The thing is,
they're probably talking about all of these.
The Farming Simulator series has to be called Farming Simulator.
Yeah, they can't wink at it in a cute way.
Right.
You embrace it head on, or you don't touch it.
Yeah,
same. And no, and then they can do like how they did Chicago Fire and Chicago PD, and then they have Flight Simulator, and it's in the same
exact
universe,
yeah,
and the characters cross.
Yeah, all the simulators.
Yes.
Which, if you looked at the, there's some weird ones out there.
Is there?
There's a lot of simulators.
There's Power Washing Simulator.
Yep.
Which people like.
Truck simulator?
There's
trucker.
Yep. There's like a lawn care
like
one, too.
Long-haul truckers.
I think there's a landscape
there's
simulator.
Weird, there's like a hunting simulator, which is like,
like
a
big
hunting
buck,
game.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But,
of
I don't
course.
Know.
Which game would you like to see adapted? I'd love to know. We'd all love to know. Yeah. Eli actually told me earlier that he wanted to know what you thought.
Yeah.
Jason doesn't give a crap. Jason literally doesn't care. He's too busy.
Jason said, please... don't tell me if anyone reaches out to us.
He literally said, if they do, don't reach out to me.
They do, don't.
If you guys talk to me.
You talk to me like that. I love you. This has, you know, been something that has meant a lot to me, and I'm sorry to walk away from it.
You know, we don't have to leave yet.
No?
No.
Stick around. Let's just come up with something off the cuff.
All right.
Glover movie.
Yeah, no.
Glover movie. I thought we were about to jump into
no, because I said let's. Say, you said you didn't want to leave.
Can we talk about a Gex movie?
A what?
Yeah, I almost said Gex. I legit
Gex
almost.
Rocks.
I almost did Gex.
You gotta keep all his horrible lines in.
Yeah,
though.
Gex man.
But it has to be starring the Geico Gecko.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get some star power in there.
Yeah, he's the only, you're right.
He's the only famous.
That's
Gecko.
The only way.
Isn't Gex? Isn't he the one who's like, this is weirder than a
is that
party
Gex?
At Jack Nicholson's? Da da da. Or is that?
That might be Gex, but
is it
I don't.
Conker or Gex?
I think that might be a different lizard.
I just remember feeling kind of bad when I was little because if you, like, if you jumped at one of the torches and like you got burned, occasionally he would say, "I think the line was, I am the god of hellfire."
Oh yeah.
And I was
okay,
like,
it is Gex.
"I was,
okay,
I was, a, I was a young boy," and I was like, "Oh, that feels bad.
It's on the border of satanic."
He said hellfire.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
No, but
yeah, so Gex.
And then you guys know Conker? C O N.
Yeah. I did almost say Duke Nukem.
Oh yeah?
In a real way?
Uh huh. Yeah. It was almost on my list. I just couldn't.
Honestly.
Who?
That could be kind of fun.
Who?
Yeah. Who?
Let's get a Rampage movie. Let's get The Rock to do it. Yeah.
Still gotta give him blonde hair though.
What?
He didn't have blonde hair. The monkey had blonde hair.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I thought you were still talking about Duke Nukem and making Rock.
In the trailer he yells, George!
George!
But it's supposed to be like an earnest yell. You saw it?
I saw it on a plane. When else would I see it?
You watched that film, Jason?
Yeah, man.
I'm sure they had a lot of options too. And Jason said, he was scrolling through, about to crack open his ginger ale, and he said, you know what?
Rampage. Well, this was at a time when I was...
He could have watched any of the big movies.
This was at a time when I was watching most movies in theaters, and so if I didn't see it in theaters, I would watch it on a plane.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of when that came in.
No, you still... Yeah. Come on.
No, like, yeah. I had probably seen everything else.
Guess what else you watched?
That's what I'm saying.
That's where you pick the weird one. You're like, oh, I haven't seen this, but I've always heard about it.
You want to know what else? Power Rangers, this frick.
Yeah, I watched Power Rangers. The live action
Elizabeth Banks.
Power Rangers legitimately not as bad as you would think.
Isn't the Red Ranger... Montgomery boy?
Yeah. Dacre.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Montgomery. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He's the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
Who's that? Had
promise.
Kind of. She's like a musician. Hmm? Becky?
Halsey.
No, not Halsey. Anyway.
Oh, Gabby Hanna.
Not that one. What's this? Yeah. But no. Rampage was in fact as bad as you might think. Power Rangers was actually not that bad.
There's an ongoing bit where it says you could grab, like, take any screen grabs from Rampage, Welcome to the Jungle, Jumanji, and from
others,
like San Andreas or something, and like you could not tell me.
Well, no, the thing is, it was four pictures of The Rock. And he's in a tan short sleeve shirt
in the jungle or something.
Or something. And it says these are different movies.
Yeah. And they literally look identical.
Yeah.
Which is kind of beautiful, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Becky G. I was right.
Bryan Cranston
plays Zordon.
Well, because he used to play Zordon.
Well, he's in the 90s. Playing Zordon in this one.
No, but isn't that cool? And he did the voice of the.
But isn't that cool?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys like that?
It is cool.
Should I do more stuff like that?
Zordon!
Can I just shift gears for a second, guys?
Yeah.
Just maybe a little more serious, a little more related, or maybe it's unrelated.
It's gotta be one or the other.
All right. I'm going to go with,
What the?
I died out.
You really did.
Chronically sick, dude.
Can I say something?
You have like you can't stop being sick something? All the time.
You that was borderline, like Michael Jackson of.
No,
I don't think so.
It was a bass.
I think
no. He was going.
Yeah, I think it was a different little tune.
It being high. Play that back. I'm saying it being high. Those two sound identical.
No, it had more pep.
I mean, I could. I'll admit, maybe it was a little generic. Like maybe you'd find it on Rock Band or what is it, Garage Band?
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, it was a garage.
It was a what do you call that? A loop or a preset or like a sample. I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
You lost steam though, Jamie.
I did. I was holding back that cough. I wanted to know for like 5 seconds before I let loose. I apologize. I'm really genuinely so sorry.
I was hoping I could kind of find my footing with the vocals because I started
rocky.
Yeah.
And I should have given you more time to get there.
I would have gotten there too.
I'm sorry. All right, here is the unrelated.
Yeah.
You have an incredibly important event. Mm. You know, whatever it is in your realm, you're being recognized, you're receiving some award.
Yeah, not likely.
All right. You're in a room full of people there that are there to support you, that know you best, that you truly want, there for this big moment. Mm-hmm. You've worked so hard, you got in there.
Right.
You are being styled for the event by... two 90s sitcom icons, or one of two, you get to pick.
Yeah,
who would you rather have style you for the event, Jerry Seinfeld or Frasier?
It's gonna be Frazier.
It's gonna be Frazier.
It's gonna be Frazier.
You think so?
Yeah, Jerry's too cash.
I don't think Jerry so. Will if put you see you... him, he does stand up almost, you know, every single night.
And he wears
night.
Like the same thing.
Yeah, in a blazer.
Yeah, but with a
he's
tie.
He's not even in a blazer. Shirt. He's just no, shirt and tie.
Then you haven't watched Seinfeld.
Maybe not even tie.
He's often wearing a tie.
I think
he wasn't in his latest special.
Well, I'm talking 90s era. I'm not talking modern. I'm not talking modern Frasier. I'm talking in their heyday.
I think Frasier's putting me, he's setting me up with like a nice tailor.
Exactly.
You know? Like some quality stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where Jerry's taking me down to the Ross to pick out like a blue striped button up, which is fine, I suppose.
Well, he's going to put you in sneakers with your suit or with whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Which may be cool, but maybe that's not.
Yeah, like, but like maybe I'm not trying to rock like some New Balances with my blue shirt. Yeah,
that's a good point.
So
Frasier's a good answer. He's definitely he's certainly the classier of the two.
I think Seinfeld was wearing a certain tie in his last special.
Yeah, well.
Here's what I think. I think Jerry, he's got more of the drip though, right? Because he had so many sneakers. And in the 90s, he was pretty styling.
I think maybe George.
You'd pick George over Frasier? I think I'd still pick Frasier over any of this.
He's just talking drip.
Yeah, I think George was maybe a little drippier.
Really?
Yeah,
Jerry?
Yeah.
Jerry was standard, like and, good Americana Calvin Klein
and,
stuff.
And I think Kramer is better for this age. For the 90s, he was like goofy style. Mm. But like I think people would see it as like kind of cool and charming now.
Everyone loves all of them these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I think across the board, Kelsey Grammer's, or sorry.
Yeah. Frasier.
Frasier.
All right, that's good.
I mean, if I'm accepting an award, he's just class.
He is. Through he, is and through. He is. He's class to an almost an obnoxious extent, but that's what you want with your stylist for your big night.
Yeah.
Good call. All right, this has been Every Fan for Himself. We love. Is that it?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, let's see why not.
That's it.